Hey, KID crew, it's Jolynn, and I'm so happy that you're along today. I've been reflecting on the fact that the little things really become the big things when you get right down to it. It's those small and simple things that add up and make a huge difference. You know, I am all about the power of questions. I continue to believe that questions, well-formulated questions, have the power to bring about really positive transformation and change. I have really been pondering a couple of questions. First of all, what makes it feel like Christmas? And secondly, what's on your grown-up Christmas list? What is it that you hope will be abundant in a brand new year? I am so excited today to be able to share some Christmas magic with you, courtesy of the Rich Media team. I cannot say enough about this Rich Media team, and I feel incredibly blessed to be a part of this. Every single member of this team is amazing, and you're really going to get that sense today. Shaggy from our sister station, The Pick, is going to give us a little perspective on what it is that makes Christmas magical for him. Joining me in studio right now is Shaggy from our sister station, The Pick. And Shaggy, it's good to be able to chat about Christmas with you. You know I'm all about Christmas.
Oh, darn right. You're always festive, Jolynn.
I can't get enough of it. So, Shaggy, what is it that makes it feel like Christmas for you?
For me, I was actually just talking about this on my radio show the other day. You know, what Christmas feels like and what the first steps of Christmas are every season. For me, like when I was growing up, then pretty much the day after Thanksgiving, then my mom would make us go up to the attic, pull down all the Christmas boxes, which was not fun as a child. But, you know, as an older man now, then I get it. You know, it's all part of the spirit of Christmas, all part of tradition. But it was always fun unboxing the boxes. And at least in my family, then my mom put all the Christmas movies in the Christmas box.
Oh.
So we couldn't watch Christmas movies unless it was Christmas time. And so for me, watching all those like old Rankin and Bass films, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, love that one.
You're Without a Santa Claus, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, all those sort of, you know, claymation films. Whenever I see those, that's like, oh, that is peak Christmas right
that's
there.
That's it right there. Mm-hmm. What about traditions over the years, and maybe even right now with your cute kids?
Yeah.
What have you guys brought into play?
I'm trying to think of that. That's a good question. I mean, growing up, I don't know if we had like too many crazy Christmas traditions. I mean, just the typical stuff, you know, decorating a tree, and we would typically make like cookies or some sort of treats and drop them off to select neighbors and family friends and stuff like that, which is a tradition that I've tried to carry on. Typically, I don't remember to do it until friends in my neighborhood start dropping off treats to us. And it's like, oh, shoot, I dropped the ball.
We got to get on it. I'm right there with you. Is there a childhood memory, a Christmas memory that really jumps out at you?
I don't know if I can think of a specific one. I mean, the one that's coming to mind right now is probably like the best Christmas present I ever got that is ingrained in my memory forever. And I got an autographed picture of Johnny Cash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was an awesome Christmas present.
Gotta love that. And how about for your kids? Kids just bring the magic of Christmas, don't they?
100%. Well, it's really exciting as a dad. You know, I have little kids. My boy is 8, my girl's 4. And, you know, they're in the point right now where they're trying to be good because it's the Christmas season. And, you know, you can have those subtle hey, if you're not good, Santa Claus isn't bringing you a present threat, which is awesome. Oh, I loved
that.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty
cool. You get a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah, but it's awesome to see their faces because, you know, they have a very specific gift in mind that they've been thinking about the whole Christmas season, and they ask Santa for it. And if they're good, that gift will show up on Christmas morning. And that's always super cool to see.
Yeah, to see the excitement in their eyes. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing like that.
No. No, it's absolutely the best, the absolute best.
Nothing like that. All right, so I'm asking everyone this question. What's on your grown-up Christmas list?
My grown-up Christmas list?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, you know, if Santa doesn't have a budget this year, I would love a Gibson Les Paul Custom, but those are running about $7,000, so I don't think that's in the budget for Santa this time of year. But as for now, I know this is really cliche to say, but as you grow older, I much more enjoy giving gifts than receiving them. And I know that's super lame to say, but it's true. It's like I have such a more fun time, you know, going shopping for people and making a note when I hear them say something they want and watching them open it up. That's much more fun for me. So I guess on my grown-up Christmas list, everyone around me gets what they want.
Oh, I love that. I'm right there with you. I get really excited about trying to find the perfect gift, and I like to try to find something that they never see coming. Mm-hmm. So I'm right there with you. I'm taking notes throughout the year, pick up on those subtle hints, and suddenly you go, aha, now I know the perfect gift.
Exactly, exactly. So the notes section on my iPhone is a very, you know, trustworthy part of the apps on there. So
it's all part of getting you geared up and ready for Christmas. Well, Shaggy, thanks so much for popping in studio and for all the good work that you do. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right back at you, Joanne. Thank you.
So I have to say that one of the things that has been adding to my holiday joy is my new experience of volunteering with my church youth group. I am working with the 8 to 11 year old boys. Yes, they have lots of energy. Sometimes I think I would like to just bottle some of that energy, but they are at such a magical age. And I had so much fun being able to put together a Christmas activity for them. They painted wooden red trucks with Christmas trees in the back. No, I did not make this craft myself. I picked it up at the dollar store, but I'll tell you what, they had a lot of fun, and I loved watching them pay attention to detail. And as they were doing that, I was asking them the million-dollar question. What makes it feel like Christmas for you? And their answers were just amazing. What I found fascinating is that these kids weren't just talking about what they want from Santa. They were talking about family, about traditions, and about making memories together. And that really made me smile. More Christmas magic right after this quick break.